Okay. This is Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. So glad that you are here listening. Make sure you check us out online. Radio Now AM Show. That's one way to do it. You can also call in anytime to be part of the show. 833-563-2539. Producer Porkchop says, guys, I'd like to have some air time to talk about something. It is a relationship update. Now, if you're new to the show, Porkchop's been together with his boyfriend for 7 years, and I hate to assume things, but... is somebody engaged?
No engagement.
Okay.
Still?
No engagement. All right. Well, take your time. What is your relationship update?
So usually, like, when I talk on the radio, you know, people ask, are you nervous? Do you ever get nervous? And my answer is, like, no. I really never do. But right now, I'm just like... ugh, like, I don't want to talk about this.
Are you pregnant?
No, like, so I'm just going to put it out there. Chase and I split.
What?
Yeah.
Like, I thought...
like, we split. Like, it's done. And it's,
have
it's,
you guys been having... like, I didn't even know you guys were having problems.
I mean, there wasn't really any problems. Like, there wasn't some major thing that happened. You know, we kind of just drifted away. And you know, too, I don't want to... talk bad about him or anything.
Okay.
And especially, you know, I don't know. I really, one reason I don't want to talk about it because I feel like it's not fair. He's not here to defend himself or claim, you know, his side.
Of course, because there's always two sides to a story.
Right.
And you have a microphone, he doesn't.
Right. So, I mean, and I'm really...
but if he wants to call in, 833-563-2539.
I'm not, like, I'm not upset. And that's because, like I said, we've been together for 7 years. As we've talked about it before on the radio, we've split. This is the fourth time. So, like, the first time was, like, for 4 months. I was really sad. I was devastated. I thought he was my soulmate. You know, I thought we were going to get married. So the first time was really sad. Second time, yeah, it was kind of sad. Third time, I was like, oh, okay, like, we're going to get back together and it's fine. But right now, I'm just like, it's been 7 years. And I'm done, and I'm okay with that.
Wait, okay. You are going to have to give a little bit more of an explanation because I would say probably a week, if not 2 weeks ago, you said that, like, you would propose to Chase, that you were going to marry Chase.
Yeah, I...
on air. So what happened? Was it a slow fade out? You guys just kind of fell out of love with each other? Has it maybe been not great for a while? And you guys finally just kind of, like, woke up and realized that it hasn't been great for a while? Like... what? Give us a little bit of an explanation.
Okay. So I, all right. So when we went to Michigan for 4th of July, I don't know.
It wasn't the same.
No.
There weren't fireworks?
No, there's no fireworks. And I don't know. I guess we just kind of fell out of love, I guess.
Do you think
the
age difference has anything to do with it? Maybe
no.
Like maturity and immaturity?
Oh, I mean, maybe. Like, I feel like, you know, he needs to... I can't fix him. Like, he needs to fix himself, and
right.
He needs to love himself before, you know, he gets in another relationship.
1,000. That is something that I say all the time. The whole quote, like, I can't be, like, you can't love someone else until you love yourself. I 1,000% think that's true.
And also, too, like, I'm trying to stay positive and I'm trying to stay busy. Like, you know, I've been eating healthier lately and I want to start working out soon. Me and Joe playing disc golf every day really helps.
But I don't want to do that if you're already going through a tough time. I don't want to keep on beating you at disc golf and
no,
make it worse.
Believe it or not, that really helps. It's much better than just being home and, you know, sad. I like being out and doing things.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you think you, up to, you know, even 2 weeks ago, saying, like, no, we are going to get married. Like, no, I am going to propose one day. Like, he would say yes if, like, I asked him for his hand in marriage. Do you think all of that was maybe you trying to be optimistic? Or do you think, was that you trying to kind of, like, hide over your all's problems and issues? Like, why all of a sudden the drastic turn?
Well, I guess, so when he came here to visit, he came for a weekend. And you know how, okay, imagine this. Imagine, like, what's your boyfriend's dog's name, Liv?
Leo.
Leo. Imagine you're gone all day and you come home to see Leo. How excited is he to see you?
I mean, he literally loses his mind.
Right. Tail wagging. You're so happy. You're not going to yell at Leo, right? Because that would crush him, right?
Right.
So basically, as I've talked about before, my ex, Chase, he works in the pipeline industry. So he's gone for 3 weeks and home for a week. So one weekend, he got a weekend off. He came home And like I was Leo. I was the dog. I was so happy to see him. And he just kind of berated me about the house being dirty.
Right. And it was like, we haven't seen each other in a while. Like, why aren't you hugging me? Why don't you just give me a kiss first?
Exactly. And that, like, that was like step one. And then the next thing was I had to work that night at the steakhouse from 5 to 9. And I told him I'll be out at 9. Let's spend the night together. I went home and he wasn't home. He never texted me and he didn't come home till 10 a.m. Like, we hadn't seen each other in 3 weeks.
Right.
And we have the weekend together, and he chose to hang out with his friends till 10 a.m.
Right.
And then I had to go to work again.
Right.
And then that Saturday night, I wanted to go out to dinner. Nothing. Like, he's like, I just want to, you know, stay home. And now, so I know, I'm making him sound like a bad guy.
No,
but,
I mean, I think that it sounds like he just kind of fell out of love.
I'll get really personal for a minute first. Like, this is super personal, probably TMI. With my job. Or my jobs, you know, there's a lot. Like, I'm always very busy. I'm always very tired. If you wake up at 3:30 in the morning, you know by 1 p.m. you're tired. So imagine how you are by 9 p.m. There's been days where I'd come home, you know, and I guess you could say he was in the mood. And I was just like, I'm sorry, babe. Like, I'm tired. I have to go to bed. And I don't think he took it like that. I think he took it as like, he thought I didn't like him.
Right.
Like, I think he thought I was falling out of love with him.
He took it personal because you turned him down. But the reason why you turned him down was because you were tired and real reasons.
Yes.
I think that also comes too with an insecure person, which is fine. I mean, that's happened to me before. I can naturally be an insecure person, but that's also a thing, like, you kind of got to work on yourself before you can really be in a serious relationship with someone.
Most definitely. So, so it's, you know, it's over.
Is it officially over then? You guys are officially broken up?
Yeah, so we've actually, I mean, no one ever, you know, it's been obvious that we've been broken up for 2 weeks now, actually. Sorry, I know. It's just been rough, and I wasn't really ready to talk about it.
Well, we don't expect you to give us like, hey, we officially broke up today. I don't need that. I just wish more, even if it wasn't on the radio, if we didn't bring it to air, I just wish that you would feel comfortable enough to share that when you're going through stuff, because we're definitely a family of sorts. And but I mean, whatever's comfortable, I can't be mad if you didn't bring something out. I just want you to know, I want to reiterate this, that we try to share everything. I expect that out of myself and everybody, to be a very transparent show so you can relate to us. But at the same time, I want you to know you can confide in us. It doesn't have to always go on the radio. I'm going to try to poke and prod you to get it on the radio, to share it, but I definitely hope that you're doing okay. Breakups are never easy, and I wish the best to your ex, and I wish the best for you going forward in the future, and hopefully things will work out. You just got to give some time.
Yeah.
Side note, since you're on the market again, can I please take you shopping, because you need new clothes?
Yes.
If you're
can
be
we go tonight?
Dating and single. Yes, let's do it.
Hold on a second. I think Pork Chop needs to take some time off the dating scene.
Well, I'm not saying he has to date like tomorrow or next week, but I'm just saying he needs new clothes. He needs to rejuge himself because he's been in this relationship for 7 years and he's had the same style for 7 years.
Screw off.
Let's do this. Yeah, he's never had style. Let's do this. Let's do a 1 month Pork Chop get to know yourself kind of a break.
Yeah,
okay?
You have to get to know yourself. You've been with this person for 7 years.
So why don't you take like a little timeout, and then we'll work on getting that new clothing during then. We'll work on updating the, you said you're doing Grindr?
I may,
are you
dating
gonna,
apps,
are you, are you giving ladies options? Because listeners probably want to know, are we only looking for guys or women on the plate too?
Yeah, no, I'm bi, man. Girls and
open
guys.
Open to women,
yeah,
and
most
men.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, hey, the floodgates are now open. Slide into those DMs, Producer Pork Chop on Instagram. And yeah, man, let's take about a month off, and I think you'll be doing solid, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounded like an
is that,
okay.
What, is that too long for you?
I don't know. I mean, I just think...
He wants to play it by ear.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think there's something else he wants to play it by, but that could be just me.